This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Another week, a lot of things to talk about as usual. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome in Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we review the charts for the week, the top stories and the top people. Been a pretty interesting week, as most of them are, but I think it's been a collectively interesting week for you and me, you individually, me individually, and yet us together. We've participated in a couple of great discussions, and I want to highlight that. But first, if you would, go through the stories, the top ten as they appear in Talkers at Talkers.com, which, by the way, is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Lots of things to talk about, if you will pardon the pun, people list, etc. So, Michael, please do the honors.
It was a wild week indeed. Mm-hmm. At number 10, the New Zealand volcano tied with the Boeing 737 problems that Boeing is having with its reputation, obviously. At
they deserve every bit of bad press at the beginning.
Big government, big business, big media, big religion, big companies. They're all to be suspect. And we live in an era of incompetence brought on by greed and short-term attention span.
That's a great way of putting it. The government is completely the government's at fault along with Boeing and this one. And what are we paying our tax? You know, in some instances we decry the kind of involvement the government has in our daily lives, and it's very intrusive and overdone. And yet this is a job that's very important, and they're not doing it. So what do we what's that lead us to think?
Let's move on to number 9, the Harvey Weinstein deal. Another deal. He's paying off a lot of the women.
He's not paying one red cent of his own money. It's all insurance money.
Yeah, I know, but he's not going to be able to enjoy his money anyway. He's got a lot of problems ahead. He's facing a criminal trial, two women complaining at criminal charges, and he's facing a trial in New York, and he says he's innocent, and lots of luck. All right, number 8, the British election. Boy, that's a surprise. And number 7, the U.S.-China relations and the economy. You know, I'll talk about that on the program because we were really deep into that one this past week in Washington. And number 6, the farm workers ruling in immigration reform. You certainly know all about that. Number five, the 2020 presidential race and health care reform, which is kept alive at least last week by talk between Warren and Buttigieg. They have different views on health care reform, so that's kind of interesting. Major story out of Jersey City at number 4, the shooting at a kosher deli, and the connection, obviously, to anti-Semitism on the rise around the world. At number 3, the Time Magazine Person of the Year and Climate Change, a young lady named Greta Thunberg. And at number 2, we have Russia and the U.S. elections. I call it meddling and muddling, tied with FBI practices. Meddling and muddling. Mm-hmm. And number 1, impeachment. Boy, it's surreal. Mm-hmm. And let's go through the people. Number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg at 9. We have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 8. Greta Thunberg at number 7. Andrew McCabe at 6. Number 5, Vladimir Putin and Michael Horowitz. Number 4, Adam Schiff. Number 3, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's it.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, let's go back to number 8 here. We threw a couple of comments in, and maybe that's all that needs to be said about 10 and 9, Harvey Weinstein and the Boeing 737 of the Boeing Corporation. But number 8, this British election, the results of it and what it means for them, for America. The first thing I thought of, frankly, Michael, because I drive Range Rovers, is that the Brexit deal could put the British automakers completely out of business. And how many other businesses? It's so difficult. Maybe this is an American perspective for me and any of my friends to understand how the British people don't, after all the discussion, even though they have major immigration problems, that they think the getting out of the European Union is going to fix that problem and not create other life-threatening problems for the existence of their economy on that island.
Yep. They may be too close to the forest, or maybe they're right. Maybe it'll work out okay. I don't know. Maybe it's just what they need. I mean, did you talk to Boris Johnson about the fact that you like to drive Range Rovers and that he should take that into consideration?
I did not talk to him about that. No, well, that's right. I sent him, however, some advice on his coif. That I did do.
I'm sure he'd be interested in that. No, but the fact of the matter is yes, there are certain things about this that seem clear or absurd or foolish, and yet the truth is we really don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes things like this turn out to be the exact opposite of what conventional wisdom thinks. That's what the whole argument with the whole Trump paradox is about.
Right, yeah. And given, is this a forecast for the American election, the situation over there? I mean, he just barely got, the last election, he got in by the skin of his teeth. This time he had a 78 vote
majority. I think you just hit the nail on the head in terms of speculation and the connection to the United States. Mm-hmm. It could be a sample of what we're going to have happen in this country.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Trump wins by a bigger majority than he did? He didn't really win by a big
majority. He'd have to win by a bigger majority to win, because he could, if he has the same number of votes and the wind blows in slightly different direction in terms of the Electoral College, he's gone.
Yeah. Right.
That's
why they're so worried about the farm states. Anyway,
Trump wins, my own personal prediction, if he wins, is he'll win big.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses, he'll either lose close or he'll lose big. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't put money on it at this point.
Damn, no.
Personal suspicions, but I wouldn't. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, is that these situations, whether it's in Great Britain or it's here in the United States, they're really unpredictable. Yeah. And if there's anything we've learned, that the polls and that the prognosticators really are not dependable.
That's also true. Yep. Yeah, exactly. More so now than ever before, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Number six on the countdown. Well, it's number seven. We'll pause for a minute, and let's get into this seminar. Maybe that's not the right word for it, but
forum.
You led a forum on U.S.-China relations at the Washington Press Club this week, and there was a lot of presentation by the folks from the Epoch Times, which is a news agency that basically focuses on China. I found, even though I was a participant, and I hope I lent some credibility to the conversation, but I found what I learned about what's going on there from the other people who were there was pretty earth-shattering.
And I learned from you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it in a moment here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, let's continue on now. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on, the research done by the folks on the staff at Talkers Magazine every week. And as Michael and I were talking, the number seven item has to do with the relationship we have with China. And there was a lot of information that came out because of this forum that was held at the U.S. Press, the National Press Club in Washington this week. And I was pleased to have been invited by Michael to participate in it. I had one angle, but there were other angles that came up that were all very in that hour and a half, which, by the way, you can see if you go to talkers.com, is very prominently presented there, the audio, the video, the summation of what went on, news media coverage of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, what's your take? What was your take? What were your expectations when you put this together? And then what were your, what did you,
well,
get
this is the second, this is the second in a series. We did one on October 1st, the 70th anniversary of the communist takeover of China. We did one in New York, and that video is at talkers.com, and it's extremely informative, and it set the stage for the second one that we did this past Tuesday at the National Press Club, and it will be posted on talkers.com by Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week, folks. So, but you can still see the
but
first
one. But you
see
one. The overview.
And if you're interested, yeah, and anybody out there who's a news freak and interested in the U.S.-China relationship, you're not going to get better information in terms of anything you see anywhere on video than what we just pulled off in Washington and what we did. I'm serious. Well, it is pulling it off.
Putting all those people together.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Nobody gets paid to do that. It's all done by people being devoted to the truth in a situation that is probably the most dramatic and dire struggle that our country is facing today, and that is its frenemyship and its competitive relationship. And on a larger level, its existential relationship with the Communist Party that runs China. So we covered everything from the trade wars to the surveillance wars and Huawei and 5G. We talked about the human rights abuses that are taking place in China. We talked about Hong Kong. We talked about China's very modern 21st century form of subversion and warfare against the United States. I am not some wacko screaming about the commies here. This is a serious situation that both the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, agree that the last four presidencies before Donald Trump sold us down the river in terms of our relationship with
China. Sure did. Boy, did they ever.
So that's why I'm particularly, enthusiastic about this and step out of my role of being nonpartisan, because in this case I believe it's a national issue. So that's why I did it, and I do believe that the forum that we presented, and you were a major component of it with your expertise on the agricultural industry and the farm and food connection to China, I thought that you were a major part of it, and people learned a lot from you, Doug.
Thank you. Well, I believe strongly that we have a crisis in our own backyard with what goes on or isn't going on in the American family farmer, the institution of farming, how a big ag is overtaking. I mean, that's a big problem. One of the things that's contributing to it, frankly, are the Chinese coming in and buying means of production. And everybody's asleep to this, including the government. Why the hell should the government even let them be buying the pork, the major pork producer, the biggest pork producer in the country, the biggest tuna producer in the country, and going after the people that grow chicken so they can buy the chicken and bring it to China? Why should we let them do that? I think that's a major question, frankly. It's 21 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Job that Michael Harrison and I have.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so I put my mouth before my brain.
Which one of those two voices were live, you or the other one?
That's Ben. I wish I could remember his last name. He does so much voiceover stuff. And he's a very, I don't know if you know him or not. He's one of the ones, he does most of the movie trailers and lots of advertising. He's a short little guy.
Oh, really?
He's got this voice that he carries around in a wheelbarrow.
He sounds like a big giant.
Oh, my God. He's just a little guy.
Oh,
my. Very interesting. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael and I are talking. I want to spend a few more minutes talking about the China relationship because of the things that we learned that people ought to hear from us, from you as the moderator. What I learned listening to these people. There was somebody who was very, very knowledgeable, and I was quite impressed with him. I hadn't met him before. His name is Joshua Phillip, who brings a great deal of expertise to the discussion of culture. What he did was bring me back to my studies in college of Taoism and the religious background of the fervent attention that the Chinese have paid to spiritualism until the commies took over in 1949. And, you know, the same thing can be said for the cultural aspects of health. You know, going back to things like acupuncture, although we didn't talk much about that, but it really refreshed my memory. And everybody, you know, we kind of get so, we get removed, Michael, from either what we know or what information there is that's available. The Chinese have, you know, we are those damn commies from China. Well, the Chinese have had a fascinating and maybe the oldest civilization, really, that still is in existence on the planet. It's a very deep, deep, deep culture. And I wonder, I would love to have him on and just have a conversation about how it is that the Chinese got so far removed. What happened to them that removed them so far from their history as to allow China, the Mao and his...
Because they were starving? Because they were starving? I'll tell you the answer in a nutshell. They were starving. And the Chinese people, as an ethnicity, are a very gentle and
yes,
in many ways
yes.
a passive people.
Yeah.
And those among them who are very, very aggressive, as you'll find in any group, especially the largest population on Earth, there are more Chinese than anybody else, are subject to being taken over by a strong group. The Communist Party. You know,
well, that's
kind of
the Japan thing before World War II, because the Japanese are much tougher than the Chinese. That's an interesting observation, but true when you look back on it. Yeah, excuse
right.
me, go ahead.
So for 70 years now, the Communists have been running the country. They have, what, 2-3 generations of people that don't know anything else. And the last thing that the Communist Chinese want is for the Chinese to have a sense of history, because they want history to have started in 1940.
But tell us a little about what came out in the conversation with this guy, Philip, as to what the Chinese people really are experiencing and feeling. That we
well, actually, the one that was talking about that was Nan Su, the Chinese gentleman from San Francisco.
Yes.
Josh Philip is more of an expert on the technology and the surveillance and the warfare. So if you want to get into that after the break, I'd be more than happy to break it down for you, because it's fascinating.
Yep. It really is. And one of the things I brought up was, in terms of technology, we're all buying, you know, these cities are buying trains, and they're buying buses, and they're buying trolley cars, all made in China. And, you know, we talk about shooting ourselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
The sorts of things, people don't even realize, every single major trolley car in any city in this country is all being made in China. Do you even know that? And you know, this kind of stuff that is, they're getting themselves into the fabric and fiber of our society like you wouldn't believe. Like, you don't even think about it now. You know, we know it's technology, but it's really deeper than that. More coming up in the next half hour of the Countdown.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy 3 at the regular price and get 3 without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected to hold a historic vote to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Split sharply right along party lines, the panel is expected to end up being able to send the charges to the full House for it to take a pre-Christmas vote next week. Yesterday, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said it continues to be a farce.
Nancy Pelosi called the president an imposter. just 3 weeks ago. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people, and that's why they've been out to get this president since even before he was elected.
New Jersey's Attorney General says the deadly attack at a kosher market in Jersey City earlier this week is being investigated as domestic terrorism, saying the Tuesday attack indicates the market was specifically targeted. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, actually around the world. You can hear the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com every week. A lot of radio stations carry it in several different forms. It's a fascinating overview from a personal point of view. Both Michael and I are very involved in the issues from different perspectives. Michael does a lot of talk radio, and his expertise is second to none, so he adds a lot to the conversation, and that's why we, sometimes we have what we both consider to be a good time with each other on the program, but there's so much going on this week that I think we need to stick to what our focus is, and that is the items are very poignant on the list, which again you can see at talkers.com. The list is published every week. The farm workers, I want to stay with China for a minute if we may. The warfare, we talked in this, for those of you who may be just joining us, we're talking about a symposium that Michael prepared and conducted in Washington at the National Press Club, which was the second in a series of overviews of our relationship with China, done in league with the this Chinese, it isn't really a Chinese news organization, but they specialize in China, the Epoch Times. They're
actually is a Chinese newspaper.
It is.
In as much as they are.
Is it available in China?
It's available, not in mainland China, easily. They're banned by the government there.
Right, of course.
Their reporters have been persecuted, arrested, and have disappeared.
Yeah, right.
Their offices recently in Hong Kong were invaded and set afire.
Yeah.
The Chinese government considers them to be the major journalistic threat to the communist regime. They're read by Chinese people outside of China, which of course are in the millions and millions. And but they are they have an American edition. They're in about 27 languages in about 30 countries, and are quite impressive. But they were founded by Chinese Americans, and they are ultimately at the hierarchy. There are run by Chinese Americans who want to resist the communist takeover of China. It's fascinating. It's real life.
All right. So one of the things that we talked about also was the kind of warfare that they're engaged in. They spend a lot of money building ships and planes and stuff like that, but that's not really what their aim is. They've smartly figured out that they can, through other forms of quote-unquote warfare, win the day. At least they think they can in this circumstances, whether they understand America. Even though we are fractured and fragmented, we are still by far the most formidable foe that they could come up against. So whether they've judged us well or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But will you discuss a little of the, I think, Gorka, and there were three other talk radio hosts that were there, Larry from WMAL.
Larry O'Connor from WMAL. Right. You, of course, from Stefan Multimedia, The Countdown, and the DJV show. And we had John Fredericks, who has an independent radio network that runs across the state of Virginia. He's very close with the president. And,
right.
Of course, Sebastian Gorka, former advisor to the president and now a nationally syndicated host on the Salem Radio Network. That was the talk radio component. Of course, I was part of the conversation. And then you had three people from the Epoch Times, two Chinese and one American, who are experts on various aspects of the U.S.-China relationship.
Right. All right. So the warfare aspect of it. Do you want to comment on that? And
well,
how
it's complicated. It's a complicated subject, but to put it into a capsule, whereas we're building ships and fighting, World War II, they're figuring out ways to get to the technology that runs all of this and have it not operate.
Yeah.
In other words,
right. To kill our ability to run our ships and planes and
exactly.
all this other stuff. Right,
exactly. They're ahead of us in the surveillance and the technology so that we can have our soldiers, flying all these planes and engaging and getting ready for battles with tanks. And then the Chinese will press a couple of buttons, and our troops won't be able to communicate with each
other. Because there's so much technology in everything. We all know that. We all decry how this has disrupted our lives. It really has. Technology has disrupted our lives. And one of the things that came out in these conversations, and it wasn't said in as many words, but my read on it was, here we are, as much as tough as we are, and as smart as we are, and as strong as we are, we're not very smart. As a public, we let the military-industrial complex convince, through all kinds of chicanery, the people that make these decisions, spending $700 billion building ships that will basically... I mean, you can say that they keep us safe and that they, show our strength and yada yada. Well, that may be the case in places other or in aspects of where we need to, quote-unquote, protect ourselves or defend ourselves, other than China. It'll never really be a factor with the Chinese. So you got to wonder, why do we keep building all these new ships and engaging in the amount of money that it costs to build the technology that runs them when, as Michael said, with a couple of buttons, these guys over in China, can the ship will be in the middle of the ocean and it'll just go dead. It'll just sit there.
Yeah. Now, that's a simplification of the whole situation, yeah. But it's basically the story. Yeah. It's figuring out ways to operate on a 21st century war level as opposed to a 20th century one, which was based on 19th century wars.
Right.
Yeah, if you go into the next war prepared to fight the last war, you're going to lose.
Yep. That's not a good thing. Okay. Number six on our countdown is this farm workers ruling that has come down. The House has passed this week what they call a Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I said Michael interviewed me for his program that's on the Wonk in Washington, and it's a program he does every week that focuses on, in a different way, some of the nuance of what's going on in the talk radio world. So you were nice enough to call me and ask me to comment or to explain what went on in the passing of this bill. And I don't know whether, in terms of farm support from the two major organizations, the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, got behind it. And so it's passed, and I believe the president has signed it already, or is going to sign it. And what it does is address what the farmers say. Well, I'm not sure that all the farmers are saying this, but the big agribusinesses are saying we can't find any help. Well, the reason they can't find any help is because the immigration reform stuff has been successful to the point of choking off the illegals that are coming to work on farms. So now the farmers say, there was a TV interview you brought up during our conversation. I can't remember. On CNN.
There's an interview with a farmer, a bigger farm than you have.
Yes.
There were about 100 cows eating from a large trough.
Yeah, that's a feedlot. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was saying that it's very hard to get workers who either want to do the kind of work, it's hard work, mm-hmm. and that and it's very hard to keep them unless you go to immigrants and you go to the people that are working on farms right now, which is at the very heart of the immigration issue.
Right, because they're illegal. Many of them are, anyway.
Yeah.
And so this...
so the deal is to try to make some of these workers legal.
Yeah,
but it's really complicated. Immigration reform zealots are saying that's amnesty.
It is.
So there are times. So we're getting into splitting hairs between what's good for to make America great again, to keep our farms operating in face of competition from China and other countries, and the issue of amnesty opening the gates to immigration, which hurts our economy in other ways.
How damnably complicated all of this stuff is. So this is another layer we didn't talk about the other day on the interview I did with you. But the USMCA, the new NAFTA, if you will, that describes or quantifies the trade relationship between Mexico and Canada and the United States. And one of the major components is the agricultural component, tariffs on food and stuff, and how, for example, before this took place, the Canadians were pouring milk across the border into our northern states from Ohio, Pennsylvania, big dairy states, New York and New England, because they subsidize their farmers. The farmers get what they need to survive, and the government, it's kind of like the business in Europe where Airbus is subsidized by the four major companies in four major countries in Europe, and so they compete unfairly. And that's what this trade stuff is all about. And that's, I say it's so complicated because we're telling the Mexicans to, you've got to pay a core wage to the people working on the farm down there, basically, because then they won't come here illegally and look for a job. But then, because there aren't enough people coming illegally from Mexico into America to work on the farms, we don't have enough people to work on the farms. If you think about it, you get a headache.
What we got to do is we got to start recognizing the fact that we have to pay higher wages to our people, and we have to build our economic structure to be able to support that.
Well,
we have to also be willing to buy our shoes and our
buy
equipment and everything. Maybe it costs us a buck or two more.
Yeah.
But at least we're not supporting slave wages in China and other
and Mexico.
We have to be a little bit less hypocritical about
it. We become very two-faced. Yeah, exactly. Very two-faced about it, not realizing what the consequences are of our two-facedness, if there's such a word. Okay,
I think, one more comment. I was going to say, you go with your comment, but I'm saying is we're just touching upon something that would require some serious discussion.
Right.
Let's be careful we don't get too deep in the weeds.
No, but here's the one thing. I got to give you an example of how stupid this system is. The H-2A system is what allows workers to come into our country and get green cards and stuff. The government forces the people on farms to build homes or build or fix up places for the people to stay, and they get so into the weeds that they require of the farmers not to use wooden tables in the kitchen of the homes where the H-2A workers live. They have to have metal tables. So, that's what I'm talking about the overzealousness of too much government. There, and we don't have enough government to apparently inspect with the Boeing planes. All right, enough on that. Michael's going to tell you what he's doing on the Michael Harrison interview in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Do you know what the second most common cancer in the U.S. is? You may be surprised to hear. It's a type of skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, and it affects about 700,000 Americans every year. CSCC is typically treatable when caught early, but like other cancers, it can become serious and even life-threatening if it progresses to a locally advanced stage or spreads in your body. Most people know that sun exposure increases your risk for skin cancers like CSCC, but that's not the only risk. If you're over 65, male, or living in the southern part of the U.S., you're at an increased risk too. It's important to know potential signs of CSCC, like scaly or red patches or raised lumps. If you have had CSCC, check for any changes or new spots that won't go away, as these may be signs that you're at higher risk for the cancer to get worse. If you have questions or think your CSCC is becoming advanced, talk to your doctor. You can learn more at aboutadvancedcscc.com. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Michael Harrison's interview this week is with Brian Kilmeade, a fellow that I have much respect for. I think he's a pretty good guy, too. So what's the why he's him
nice,
now?
He's a nice guy. He also, in addition to hosting Fox and Friends and his own show on radio, he's an author. He has written one after the other American history books that are bestsellers. And his latest one is Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the story about what happened after Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie died at the Alamo, and how Sam Houston came in, defeated Santa Ana and his troops, and set the stage for Texas becoming independent, and then Texas becoming annexed into the Union, and a major part of American history from that particular place in time and space.
How fascinating. Yeah, but he's obviously smart, but he's not full of puffery.
He's a really, really good guy. Yeah, he may not like politics. I mean, the whole politics of that morning show is, you know, with their relationship with Trump.
Fox.
But, but we know the guy personally, and he's really a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. All right, so that's that story. A lot of things going on. Check out the list at talkers.com. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We'll be right back. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and a lot of people look forward to our conversations with Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown because his legal expertise is second to none. He brings his professorial point of view to some of the interesting legal aspects of stories that are in the top ten, plus the fact he has a website called Scamicide.com, and I take that expertise from him from time to time, to wit. That sounds legal, doesn't it, Steve? To wit.
That's pretty good. So,
okay, so there's a lot of stuff floating around. As we get closer to Christmas, all kinds of warnings to people to avoid counterfeit goods. I came across a website called SysTech1.com, which is all about fakes. It appears that when you even this is how scurrilous this is, Steve. I'm sure you know. I didn't realize. I thought you can tell when something is made in China or whatever. But now these people are getting so good at these fakes that you can't actually tell them the fakes from the counterfeit and pirated goods from the real McCoy. So what does that say about the future of legitimate goods?
it's a really, really serious problem, and it's one that I really didn't know the extent of until I actually had to start teaching it in my white-collar crime class. Now, one of the things that you just mentioned, made in China, and in fact, yes, China is the primary culprit when it comes to international counterfeiting of all kinds of goods. And what happens is there's multitudes of reasons not to buy these knockoffs, even if you know they're a knockoff. One, you're really hurting the companies and the economy. Other times, you actually, it's not just China, may be supporting terrorism, because there are terrorist groups that get involved with this as far as raising funds go.
Drugs, cigarettes, some of this stuff, yeah.
Some of them are actually dangerous. Do you know that they actually had to postpone a NASA launch when they found out that one of their subcontractors had used a counterfeit product and part in a space shuttle? So it's serious stuff, and the way they ship it in is very, very hard for the authorities here to find out all of the goods that come. And sometimes, because of our laws are whatever to up, pick a letter that's between E and G. They find these.
It's got three other letters in it. Yes, yeah, right.
Yes, that's it. So it's very, very serious. And the thing to do for us as consumers, you stay off of websites that are, you know, shady names. You don't buy these ones where the price is too good to be true.
Well, it is really from sort of benign areas like sheets and things. You know, you get into this. I learned something this week about makeup. 80% of the fragrance firms in France are basically being competed with counterfeit fragrance. They put urine and antifreeze and cadmium and stuff, and my God. Into this perfume?
And makeup, as you indicated, is one of the primary ones that's a significant problem as far as counterfeiting. And makeup is also one that does have carcinogens and other kinds of things in it. It's very, very frightening. And I wish I could find the glass half full, but it isn't when it comes to this. We are presently losing the war. Companies are losing money, and people are being harmed.
Apple reported that 90% of all Apple products that they purchased directly from Amazon were counterfeit. In other words, they're checking on their own stuff, and when they buy their stuff on Amazon, it isn't their stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You think you're dealing through Amazon. Amazon is very good about providing warranties and fixing the situation, but that's all after the fact.
Yeah.
And what we really need to do is a better job of shutting these things down. If you really want to get into the counterfeit, it's prescription drugs. Prescription drugs from, and this, they primarily come from India and also South America. Those are downright dangerous, and people have died because of counterfeit prescription drugs.
Is the largest criminal enterprise in the world now, and it may cost us, just as an example, 5 million jobs in our country could be lost in the next couple of years because of all this counterfeiting.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And you see all the cooperation that we're getting with China on this matter.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right, yeah. 520,000, the FAA says 520,000 counterfeit parts were used in aircraft.
Yep.
That were being built this year. There's another one. We talk about the Boeing 737 problem and what goes along with that. Good God, how do you keep up with it? All right, well, I wanted you to lend your expertise to that so people know as they're shopping what to be careful of. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.